Let us give them a round of applause. So what a wonderful singing. Teacher Lily and Teacher Emily, I have great respect for what you guys are doing.
我们很感恩，也很尊敬你们所做的所有的一切。
The work that you do for the Chinese community is very important.
你们所做的对于华人社区来说是非常重要的。
I know for many first generation immigrants, when we first arrived here, we find ourselves quite lonely.
我们知道我们第一批移民到这里澳洲的，有时候你觉得很孤独。
Especially those of us that don't speak English very well.
很特别的是，我们不太会讲英文。
So for the work that you do, I honor you and I respect you.
所以你们所做的工作，我们尊敬也真的非常的感恩。
So our church welcomes you.
我们教会欢迎大家。
And you can come to use our church premise.
你们可以来到我们教会，使用我们教会的场所。
We love you.
我们爱你。
Thank you so much. Thank you. Please be seated. Merry Christmas, everyone.
圣诞快乐。
We celebrate Christmas early in this church.
我们教会早一点庆祝圣诞。
Because we know that many of you are traveling very soon.
我们知道大家很多人很快的就要出去旅行了。
So today I want to talk to you about a Christmas message.
我今天要跟大家分享圣诞节的信息。
I want to talk about the promise that changes everything.
我要跟大家分享应许改变一切的应许。
Sometimes during Christmas times, we make promises.
很多时候我们在圣诞节期间，我们做了许多的应许。We
make promises to ourselves.
我们对自己许下一个愿望。I
will not eat as much.
我不要吃那么多。I
will start exercising.
我要开始锻炼身体。I
will try to be nicer to my wife or my husband.
我要对我的先生、我的太太好一些。So
we make promises to ourselves.
我们对自己做了许多的应许。Sometimes
we also make promises to others.
你说我们也对其他人做些应许。Perhaps
children will promise the parents, I promise you, I will surely clean up my room.
可能你的小孩会父母做些应许，我确实的应许你，我要整理我的房间。I
will, I promise you, I'll help out in the house chores.
我应许你，我要帮忙做家务。
So we make promises.
所以我们做了很多的应许。
We make pinky promises.
我们用勾手指来做这应许。
And sometimes in a more serious situation, we do a handshake deal.
很多时候我们用握手来做这应许。
So we make promises.
这是很多的应许。
Now, of course, there are small promise.
当然有很多小的应许。
There are big promise.
又是很大的应许。
And one of the biggest promises you can make is that you say, I will look after you for life.
很最大的应许你就是 这样说，我要远远的照顾你一生。
I will look after you, death or alive, I'll be with you.
这不管生或者死，我都照看你。
But you and I know that human promises, as good as it is, as well intentioned as it is, we are frail and we are weak.
我们知道我们人类所做的一些，你知道做得非常的好，也可能是非常的。 吸引人，但是你知道，我们人类本身就是软弱的。Sometimes
we could not keep the promises that we gave.
有时候我们是没办法保持住我们的应许给其他的人。So
here comes a question.
所以现在来到一个问题。Is
there a promise in life I can actually depend on?
我们人生当中真的有这个应许，我们可以可靠、可以靠得住的吗？So
today I want to talk to you about a promise that God has made to us.
所以我今天要跟大家分享神所做的一个给我们的应许。And
that God gave us a promise.
上帝给我们一个应许。And
it's found in fulfillment in Christmas.
所以这个应许就已经在圣诞节的期间得到实现。In
Luke chapter 2 verse 11, it says, Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah and the Lord.
就在路加福音第二章第十一节说, 今天在大卫的城里为你们生的救主就是主基督。Just
now we sang, Joy to the world, the Lord has come.
Amen. 就像今天所刚才所讲的世界奉腾, 救主已经来临。
So Christmas, the heart of Christmas is the fulfillment of God's promise to us.
所以圣诞节的核心就是上帝对我们的应许得到实现。
It's more than Santa Claus.
永远超过圣诞老人。
It's more than just Christmas trees.
也超过圣诞树。
It's not just Christmas presents.
也不仅仅是圣诞的礼物。
And the very heart and the crux of Christmas is the fulfillment of God's promise.
最关键的就是圣诞节就是上帝实现他的应许。
And this promise was made long time ago.
所以这个应许是在很久很久以前就已经做下的。
Even in the book of Genesis,
甚至在创世纪里面就已经写下。
In the book of Genesis, we read something very interesting.
所以在创世纪里面，我们读了一句非常有特别的话语。
After humanity fall,
人类堕落以后
，God says this very important thing.
上帝说了一句非常重要的话。
He said to the serpent, which is symbolic of evil and devil.
对蛇，上帝对蛇就是代表邪恶跟魔鬼的。上帝这样说。
God says.He will crush your head.
上帝这样说，他要伤你的头。
And there are many fulfillment in Old Testament that we have seen in the gospel.
所以我们在福音里面看到很多旧约当中的应许，旧约当中的预言在新约当中福音当中得到实现。
The promise of a savior.
上帝应许的救主。
And who is this savior?
谁是这个救赎主呢？
It says that this savior will defeat evil.
所以圣经里面说这个救赎主要打败魔鬼。
This savior will bless every nation.
这个救主要祝福赐福给整个所有的国家。
And he will come from David's line.
所以这个救主是从大卫这根系下来的。
Born of a virgin.
是从童女生的。
Born in Bethlehem.
要在伯利恒出生。
But he's also a suffering servant who heals and saves.
但也是一个受苦的仆人，他医治，他也拯救人。
And that is the promise of God.
这就是上帝的应许。
Now I draw your attention to this announcement and this proclamation of the promise.
所以我就把大家的注意力集中到上帝的这个宣告，这个应许。
You see, because when the angels appeared,
你们是看天使突然出现
，and make the pronouncements of the birth of Christ.
他在那边宣告说，基督已经出生了。
He did not appear to the kings or the generals.
他不是向国王或者将军们有权势的人显现。
He did not announce to the rich and the wealthy and the powerful.
他不是向那个有权柄的很富贵的人去做这个宣言。
But he appeared to ordinary people, shepherds.
但是他向很普通的牧羊人彰显显现做这个通告。
He pronounced this.
他宣告这一切。
He said a savior is born.
他说救赎主今天出生了。
And this savior is not born in palace.
这个救赎主不是生在宫殿里面。
He's not born to the rich and mighty and powerful.
也不是出生在有权柄很富贵的家庭里面。
He was born in a manger.
他出生在马槽里面。
The parents is a normal carpenter.
那他的父母，他父亲只是个很普通的木匠。
The heart of God is a humble heart.
上帝的心是个谦卑的心。
And this is the promise that God has given us.
这是应许上帝所给我们的。
And Christmas is a reminder that when God makes a promise, He will keep His promise.
在圣诞节提醒我们，当上帝做了一个应许的时候，他必定会实现他的应许。
We human beings make promises all the time.
我们人类，我们很多时候做很多的应许。
Sometimes,We try our best to keep them.
有时候我们尽力的尽最大努力去保持去实现我们的应许。
But sometimes we just couldn't keep them.
但有时候我们就没办法去实现。
But God is a promise keeper.
但神是他应许的保持应许实现的人。
What he promises, he always keeps.
上帝所应许的他一定会去实现。
His promise never fail.
他的应许从来没有失败过，失落过。
The question then is, how does this promise change everything?
但这个问题是，他上帝的这个应许怎么样的改变所有的一切？
How does this promise change everything?
这个应许怎样改变了一切。
Now, just now, our choir sang this song.
当刚刚我们的合唱团唱这首歌的时候
he said, you raise me up so I can stand on mountains.
他在那边唱到，你扶持我，使我站立在群山之巅。
You raise me up to walk on stormy seas.
你托住我，使我行在风暴之海。
This song was written many years ago.
这首歌是写在很多年以前。
But it was actually made famous by this very famous artist. His name is Josh Coburn, I think.
这首歌成为很著名的流行歌，是因为这个很出名的演唱家约书亚他所唱的。
So the question then is, he says that you raise me up.
这问题关键的是在这里说，你扶持我。
Who is this you?
这个你是谁呢？
Now who is the one who raises us up?
那是谁把我们举起来呢？
Now to be frank, I have no idea when the original artist, when he wrote this song, I have no idea what he was thinking.
所以很老实的说，当这个歌曲作者写这首诗的时候，指这首歌的时候，我不知道他头两头想的是谁。
He could refer to his parents.
他也可能是讲他的父母。
He could refer to his loved ones.
也可能讲是讲他所爱的人。
But one thing we know for sure.
但有件事情我们可以确实的知道
，is that when someone supports you.
当有个人在后面支持你的时候
，When someone comes beside you，
当一个人站在你旁边的时候
，You can do better in life。
你在生命当中你会做得更好。
When God gives us a promise that the Savior is born，
当上帝给我们一个应许说救赎主已经出生的时候
，And this Savior who gives us everything，
那这个救赎主会给我们所有的一切。
A Savior not only can lift us up。
那这个救赎主不仅把我们举起来
，But during the most difficult times He is with you。
但这是经过最困难的时候，他跟你同在。
Because the one who raises us up is not just a source of strength, he is a savior.
因为那位把我们举起来的不仅仅只是个力量的来源，他是一位救主。
What is the savior?
救主是什么？
Save us from what?
把我们从哪里救出来？
The Bible tells us this story.
那圣经告诉我们这个故事。
That the biggest problem and the biggest challenge of humanity is separation from God.
那人类最大的困难、最大的问题就是跟神隔绝。
Because the moment we are separated from God, we end up doing things the way we want to do it.
当我们跟上帝分离的那一段时间，我们就去做我们自己所要做的事情。
And when the Savior comes, He wants to set us free from the bondage of sin.
当我们的救主来的时候，他要帮助我们从罪恶的捆绑当中释放出来，给我们自由。
Many of us, we are bound by ourselves.
很多时候我们被锁链所捆绑。
Perhaps bound by our own guilt.
也可能是因为我们自己的愧疚。
Perhaps bound by our own shame.
也可能是我们自己的羞愧。
Perhaps bound by the past.
也可能是因为我们的过去捆绑了我们。
But today the good news is this.
那今天的好消息就是
，The Savior wants to save us from the bondage of sin.
那救赎主要使我们从罪恶当中释放出来。
Another word that the Bible uses is to pay our debt.
那另外用圣经当中另一句话来说，就是为我们付上赎价。
I want you to imagine.
我要你去想象。
I believe that many of us have house mortgages.
我想象很多人有房屋贷款。
Some of you are very blessed, you don't have house mortgages.
有些人很受祝福，你没有房屋贷款。
But imagine you have a huge house mortgage that you could not make a repayment.
但你可以想象，当你有一个很大的房屋贷款，但是你没办法还贷款。
You have invested so much, you took on so much risk, and when the interest rate go up, you're like, I can't breathe.
当你投资了很多的钱到这个房屋当中的时候，当突然的利息上涨的时候，你说我承受不了这个利息
的。You have absolutely no means of making repayment to your mortgage.
对你来说，你跟真的没有任何的办法来付这个房屋的贷款了。
The Bible says sin is like a debt that you can never repay.
那圣经里面说，这个罪就像你的所欠的债一样，你没办法的。
No matter how much you work,
不管你多么努力的工作
，No matter how hard you try,
不管你尝试多么努力的去尝试
，You just could not repay the debt. Today, the good news is the Savior can repay the debt for you.
那今天的好消息就是，救赎主可以为你还上这个债。
And that Jesus saves us from our debt.
这耶稣把我们从债务当中拯救出来。
But here's the good news.
这个是好消息。
Jesus did not just save us from something.
耶稣不仅仅只是把我们从某些事物当中拯救出来。
He came to bring us into something.
他可以把我们带入到另外一个世界当中去。
We are saved into a relationship.
我们从旧的环境当中拯救出来，进入个新的关系。
We are given a new identity.
我们得到了个新的身份。
And that is the good news.
那这就是个好消息。
Now, why is this a good news?
那为什么这是个好消息呢？
Because of Christ, we have a new identity, and that identity changes everything.
因为我们因为耶稣基督，我们有一个新的身份，这个身份改变了所有的一切。
Now I want to talk to you about why a new identity changes everything.
所以我要跟大家分享为什么这个新的身份改变了所有的一切。
I want to give you a few illustrations or examples.
我要给大家一些例子来分享。
For example,
比如,
when you become an Australian citizen,
当你成为澳洲的公民的时候,
your identity changes.
你的身份改变了。
You can vote.
你可以投票。
You receive protection of the country.
你可以从这个国家接受保护。
You now have rights.
你现在有这个权利。
You belong.
你属于。
You are given a passport.
你给了一个护照。
You can go in and out of the country, no problem.
你可以进出这个国家没有任何的问题。
Why?
为什么呢？
Your identity has changed.
因为你的身份改变了。
Another example.
另外一个例子。
Husband and wife.
丈夫跟妻子。
Before you are married, you are single.
在你结婚之前，你们是单身的。
Individual.
是不同的个体。
The moment you say, I do,
但那一个说我要结婚，我要，我愿意，我愿意，OK，我愿意。
The moment you say I do and you put a ring on her finger,
当你说我愿意把你的戒指换在她的手指里面,
your identity has changed.
你的身份改变了。
Your life is no longer your own.
你的生命不再是你自己。
You used to be able to do whatever you want. You don't have to ask anyone.
原来你可以做你所要做的所有的一切，你不需要问任何一个人。
Now, even going out to eat, you have to tell the other person.
现在你即使出去吃饭，你也要告诉另外一半。
Your identity has changed.
你的身份改变了。
Now you get to share your life together.
你现在要你的生命要分享在一起。
You share your resources together.
你要把你的资源在一起分享。
You make decisions together.
你们做这个决定，在一起做决定。
That's very important.
这是非常重要的。
Another example when it comes to identity.
另外一个, 当做的身份另外一个例子。
Now my, I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
My oldest is first year uni.
我的大儿子是在第一年的, 大学学生。
Very often he will have friends coming over to our place.
经常他的朋友会来到我们的家。
His friends are very respectful.
他的朋友是非常尊重人的。
The moment they come to my house,
那他进入到我家里的那一刻,
they will say, hello, uncle.
他会说,叔叔你好。
And then they will just start sitting on the table.
他们就开始坐在桌子上面。
椅子上, actually, sitting on the chair.
坐在椅子上。
The friend will not go to the fridge and open.
那些朋友不会自己到冰箱去把冰箱打开。
They will not go to my pantry and look for food.
他们不会到我的厨房去找食物。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢?
Because they are a guest.
因为他们是客人。
That is their identity.
这是他们的身份。
But my children,
但是我的孩子,
they will open the fridge.
他们会把冰箱打开。
They take whatever they want.
他们看什么所喜欢的就拿出来吃。
They never have to ask for permission.
他们从来不要问我的应许。
They will go to the pantry.
他们要到厨房。
They grab food.
他们拿, 东西,
when there's not enough food,
他们食物不够的时候,
they even have the audacity to say, Mom, where are the food?
他们甚至可以胆敢对母亲说, 妈妈, 我的, 那个食物在哪里?
Do you think my son's friend will ever do that?
你想想我的孩子的朋友会这样做吗？
Imagine they would do that.
你想象如果他们这样做的话，
that will be the last time they will be in my house.
他们就会最后一次来到我的家里。
That is the difference of identity.
那就是不同的身份，不同所做的事不同。
But do you know that when you believe in Christ, your identity changes?
但是你知道吧，当你相信耶稣基督的时候，你的身份也改变了。
Your identity changed everything.
这个新的身份改变了所有的一切。
Now there are three things that would change when you become a child of God.
但当你成为神的儿女的时候，有三件事情一次改变了。
To make it easy for everyone to remember,
就让大家容易的去记住
，is A C E ACE,
就是英文的 ACE 就是就没办法怎么了。
Number one, ACE.
Okay, 第一件事情
，A is as a child of God, you have access to the Father.
就是你作为神的儿女，你有这个特权来到神的面前。
Everyone say access.
大家说特权。
Access. Access denied.
特权被取消没了。
No, when it comes to God, is access granted.
当我们到上帝的面前的时候，我们的特权是给我们开放的。
You see, because when Christ was born,
你知道当耶稣当基督诞生的时候，
He was born with a mission and a purpose.
他带着他的应许，带着目标目的出生在这世上。
His mission is to pay the price for you and I to suffer on the cross so that we have direct access to the Father.
他的使命就是为你为我付上代价，他使命就是被钉死在十字架上，为我们打开这条通路。
And the reason why today we can come boldly to the Father,
我们现在今天我们可以很勇敢的来到上帝天父的面前，
because Christ has suffered and died for you and I.
因为耶稣他为你为我受苦并且被钉死。
And then because of Christ,
因为基督所做的一切。
The Bible says we are no longer slaves, but we are children of God.
圣经里面说我们不再是奴隶，我们是神的儿女。
So we have access.
所以我们有这个特权。
Very important.
这非常的重要。
A.
第二点。
There was A.
哦，第一点。
Yeah. 第二点。
现在跑到第二点了。
Point two.
哦，第二点。 OK. C.
C.
第二点。
It stands for care. Care.
The Bible, 叫做关怀关顾。
The Bible says, cast your care upon him because he cares for you.
圣经里面说，把你的所有的一切忧虑交给神，因为他关顾关怀我们。
The Bible says, those who are weary and heavy laden, come to me and I will give you rest.
圣经里面说，当那些背负重担的，那些有沉重负荷的来到上帝面前，他关心你，关怀你。
Your God is the maker of heaven and earth.
你的上帝是创造天地万物的主。
This whole universe comes from something.
这整个宇宙是从某件东西出来的。
Many people have tried to figure out where this universe come from.
很多人在这边思考这整个宇宙是从哪里来的。
There are many theories.
那很多的假说。
Today, I don't have time to explore those theory with you.
今天我跟大家没时间跟大家分享这所有的这些所说。
But I can tell you one thing.
但是我可以告诉一件事情。
Something cannot come from nothing.
一些东西出来并不是从无到有的。
It is illogical.
这是没有逻辑的。
The Bible says that he's a creator of heaven and earth.
圣经里面说他是创造天地万物的主。
And that he cares for you.
他说他关怀你，关心你。
In the story of the gospel,
在圣经的福音里面这样说。
It demonstrates to us that Jesus loves us and that he cares for us.
那福音里面就很正确的记载了耶稣爱我们并且关心我们每个人。
Now you ask me, how do we know that Jesus loves me?
那你现在要问，你怎么知道耶稣爱我？
The Bible says it very clearly.
那圣经里面讲的非常的清楚。
He demonstrates his love that while we are still sinners, he died for us.
他彰显他 正是他的爱，就是我们还是在 做罪人的时候，他就已经替我们死了。
And that is the good news.
那这就是个好消息。
And that he cares for you.
因为他关怀你。
And the third point.
那第三点。
So we have A, we have C, now we have E.
所以我们现在有第一点、第二点，现在第三点。
E stands for eternity.
就是它这个英文单词的意思就是永恒的意思。
Or should I say eternal hope?
就永远的希望。
Now, all of us, we know that we are only temporal being.
我们所有的人，我们都知道，我们只是个很短暂的一生。
Everything that we have, everything that you see, one day it will be gone.
我们所有的一切，我们所看到的所有的事情，有一天都会过去。
But God says this.
但上帝这样说,
that he has given us an eternity in our heart.
他给我们一个远远的盼望在我们心里。
And the concept of eternity, we even express it in our maths.
但我们那个这个远远永恒的概念在我们的数学的模型当中有这个出来。
We have this infinity sign.
我们一个远远无穷的那种记号。
Sometimes when we declare our love, we say, I love you forever and ever and ever and ever.
有时候我们这样宣告说，我永远永远永远永远永远永远的爱你。
Whether that is possible, I don't know.
这是可能吗？我不知道。
But one thing we know is that there is eternity in our heart.
但是我们有件事情我知道，在我们的心头有永恒。
And then when you have Christ,
当你有基督的时候
，and when you're a child of God,
当你是神的儿女的时候
，you have what we call an eternal hope.
这我们就说我们有永恒的盼望。
Now this is very important. Why?
这就是个非常的重要。
Listen carefully.
就很小心的听。
Understanding eternal hope gives you the best resources to cope with suffering in life.
就当你知道永远的盼望的时候，就给我们最大的特权，知道我们怎样去经历困苦。
Suffering is very common.
我们受苦是非常的普通的事情。
Some is physical illness.
有些人是身体的疾病。
Some is the loss of loved ones.
有些人可能是失去所爱的人。
But suffering is very common.
但是受苦在这个世界是非常普遍的。
But when you have an eternal hope,
当你有永恒的盼望的时候
you may not understand why you are suffering.
你可能不知道为什么你要经历这个苦痛。
But the Bible, Christ, will give you the best way to cope with suffering.
但是圣经里面告诉我们，基督会帮助我们最好的去面对、去经历这个痛苦。
Recently, I was paying a visitation to a very dear brother in Christ who is going through some medical treatment.
我刚刚这段时间，我刚刚去拜访了一个非常亲爱的弟兄，他刚刚经历医学上就一些治疗。
He discovered he has cancer in the body.
他发现在他的身体当中有。
So I thought I will go and visit him as a pastor to encourage him.
就作为一个牧师，我要去拜访他，去访问他，要鼓励他。
So when I arrive in the hospital,
当我进入到医院见到他的时候
，The person say, "Pastor, before you say any word, I want to encourage you."
他这个人就说，这位弟兄就说，牧师在你开口所有一切之前，我先有句话先鼓励你。
I was thinking in my heart, I'm supposed to encourage you.
我心头想，我应该是我来鼓励你。
Why are you encouraging me?
为什么你来鼓励我？
And then he said, I tell you why.
然后他就说，我告诉你为什么。
I tell you why I need to encourage you.
我告诉你为什么我要鼓励你。
Yes, I'm suffering from cancer.
是的，我经历这个癌症的痛苦。
Yes, I'm staying in a hospital.
是的，我在留在医院里面。
But I know where I am going.
但是我知道我要去哪里。
Whether God heals me now,
但不管上帝现在医治了我
or God heals me in eternity,
或者是上帝在永恒里面医治我
I have an eternal hope.
我有这个永恒的盼望。
And for the next 10 or 15, 20 minutes,
那接下来10到15分钟时间
I did not get a chance to talk.
我没有机会开口讲话。
It is very hard for me not to talk.
那是很困难的，我不开口讲话的。
And the brother kept encouraging me.
那这个弟兄就一直的在那边鼓励我。
He said, Pastor, don't worry.
他说，牧师啊，你不要担心。
I'm now, I'm sure I'm a Christian.
我现在我真的确实的明白我是基督徒了。
I am certain I'm a child of God.
我现在非常的确实的知道我是上帝的儿女。
Why?
为什么?
Because I have this peace that I could not explain.
因为我有这种平安，我没办法表达的这个平安在我心头。
After that, I walk away.
在之后我就走开了，离开这边。
In my heart, I say, "Thank you, Jesus."
在我心头说感谢耶稣。
Because it is just not a concept.
因为这不仅仅只是一个概念。
It's not just a religion.
这不仅仅只是一个宗教。
Jesus is someone who is real.
耶稣是真实的。
His name is the Prince of Peace.
他的名字是
And then when the person is going through the most difficult time of his life, yet I see the biggest joy in his life at the same time. How can I explain? But Christ,
但是基督,
eternal hope. That's why when you become a child of God, it changes everything. Isn't it wonderful? Wouldn't you want to be a child of God? Wouldn't you want to be? So the question then is this. Is this promise for me?
这个应许是给我的吗?
Or is it just for that chosen few? Maybe it's for those that work very hard. Or I have to fast for 3 days and three nights. Or I have to read the Bible from back to the front, front to the back, and memorize again and again.
Or I have to read the Bible from back to the front, front to the back, and memorize again and again. 去读去思想,
is this how you become a child of God?
这是你成为神的儿女的?
Maybe I try to be a good person.
也许可能我试着成为一个好人。
Maybe if I become a good person, I can be a child of God.
也可能我一个好人的时候我就成为神的儿女。
I try to be kind.
我试着非常的和好和睦。
When people scold me,
当人家在那边骂我的时候,
I ask them to scold me louder.
我叫他们骂得大声一点。
Is that how you become a child of God?
这是你成为神的儿女吗? 是可以成为神的儿女吗?
Is that how?
这是成为神儿女的吗?
Or maybe I need to know more.
或者有可能我需要知道更多。
You know, Asian people love knowledge.
你知道吗? 亚洲人我们, 很喜欢知识。
I mean, we even have a term in Chinese.
我们在中国中文也有这种讲话。
I will say it in Mandarin. I'm not sure how you're going to translate.
Okay, I tried.
我们一个词叫知识分子，对不对？
我们 we got Chinese name called knowledge person.
Well, not very good.
It's okay.
It's actually a phrase in the Chinese culture.
这是一个在中文里面我们是一个一句一段一句话。
It means that if you are a knowledgeable person,
如果说你是一个知识分子的话,
you are of a different class.
你有不同的阶层在那边。
That's why Chinese people, we love to have title, you know?
所以我们中国人喜欢名号在那边。
Teacher.
老师。
Doctor.
博士。
Pastor.
牧师,
we love titles.
我们喜欢这个各种的名号名称。
But is it because of knowledge we become children of God?
但这是因为我们的知识使我们成为神的儿女吗?
Some people also say, "Let me organize my life first before I believe in Jesus."
有些人会说, "让我先把我们的人生整理清楚, 然后我才成为神的儿女."
Let me ask you this question.
让我问你这个问题,
when a child is born,
当一个小孩子出生的时候,
how many of you have given birth to a child?
有多少人有个新生的孩子, yeah. 出生, 生过孩子,
only ladies, men, you cannot put up your hand. I saw a man just doing this.
只有女人可以经受的，男人不可以，你不会生孩子。
When you give birth to a child,
当你给一个孩子在你身上出生了之后
do you think the child must be good enough?
你是想这个孩子是非常好吗？够好吗？
The child has to work hard.
这个小孩，这个婴孩要努力的工作吗？
This child will have his life all sorted out.
这个小孩要把他生命所有的一切都整理清楚。
It is totally the other way around.
完全的是相反的。
It is the mother that is doing all the hard work pushing, you know.
那是个母亲在那边很努力的。
It is the mother that is cleaning out your mess.
那是母亲在那边整理所有的一切的。
It's the mother that is teaching the child.
那是母亲在教这个小孩。
How then do we become a child of God then?
那我们怎样成为神的儿女呢？
Do you want to know how?
你知道要怎样做吗？
Are you interested?
你有这个兴趣吗？
Do you want to know?
你要知道吗？
If you don't want to know, I won't tell you.
如果你不想知道，我就不告诉你的。
You want?
你要吗？
Okay, I'll tell you.
我告诉你。
Because this is very important.
这因为这是非常重要的。
This is the good news.
这是个好消息。
The Bible says in John chapter 1 verse 12.
在圣经约翰福音的第一章第十二节里面这样写
It says, Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God.
那圣经里面就是这样写的，凡接待他的，就是信他名的人，他就是给他们权柄做神的儿女。
The Bible says to believe.
那圣经里面就说要相信。
To believe.
要相信。
What does it mean to believe?
相信这个意味着是什么？是什么意思呢？
To believe that Christ is your Savior.
要相信基督是你的救赎主。
To believe that He died on the cross for you.
要去相信他为你被钉死在十字架上。
To believe that He rose again on the third day.
要去相信他第三天从死里复活。
And that when we believe in this good news,
当我们相信这些好消息的时候，
something supernatural happened.
有些超自然的事情就发生了。
So there was this very knowledgeable Jewish teacher. One day he came to Jesus.
就这个有一个非常有知识的这个犹太人的教师，有一天他来到耶稣的面前。
So he asked Jesus.
所以他问耶稣。
How can I have eternal life?
我要怎样得到永恒的生命？
How can I be a child of God?
我就要成为神的儿女。
And then Jesus says,
然后耶稣说，
You need to be born again.
耶稣说你要重生。
So the teacher was thinking, How can I be born again?
然后这个老师就想，我怎样得到重生呢？
So the teacher was thinking, Does it mean that I have to go back to my mommy's tummy and then come back out again?
然后他就想，是不是说我要重新回到我母亲的母腹里面，然后再生出来一次呢？
No.
不是的。
We are born of the Spirit.
因为我们是从灵里面重生的。
You see, when you believe in Christ,
你知道当你相信耶稣的时候
Something supernatural happened in us.
有些很特别超自然的事情在我们的灵里面发生。
The Spirit of God will come upon you.
上帝的灵要降临在你的身上。
He will come to you.
他要来到你的生命当中。
And then He will cleanse you from your past.
他要洁净你从过去的一切使得到洁净。
That's why a lot of people when they first become a Christian, they started crying.
所以就你看到很多人当他刚刚接受耶稣的时候，他们有些人就开始哭了。
Now, I'm not saying that you must cry when you become a Christian.
我并不是说你成为基督徒你一定要哭。
Because one of the things that God does in you,
因为很多事情神在你生命当中所做的一切，
that God will forgive all your sins.
上帝要赦免你所有的一切的过犯，一切的罪。
God will remove all your past shame and guilt.
上帝要把你所有的过去的所有的一切愧疚、羞愧，把它所有的一切除掉。
And suddenly you feel clean.
突然你觉得非常的洁净。
You feel fresh.
你感觉非常的更新，得到更新。
You feel that you can have a new beginning in life.
你开始觉得你在你的生命当中有一个新的开始。
Now last week we have 22 people getting baptized, got baptized.
上个星期我们有22位弟兄姐妹得到洗礼。
We were at Listerfield.
我们走到 湖边公园。
We do it Jesus way, you know.
我们按耶稣的方式来施洗。
When they go into the water,
当他们进入水里面
，it means that the old has gone.
那意味着过去的旧的已经过去了。
And when they come out of the water,
当他们从水里出来的时候
，the new has come.
那新的就已经开始了。
And that is a child of God.
那就是神的儿女。
Do you want to receive him?
你要接受他吗？
Do you want to become a child of God?
你要想成为神的儿女吗？
What a beautiful thing.
这是个非常美好的事情。
You see, receiving Jesus is not about joining a religion.
你知道吗？接受耶稣并不是叫你加入一个宗教。
You don't have to sign a membership form, you know?
你不需要签个成员的那个申请单。
Now, when your son is born to your family, does he have to sign any paper?
当一个小孩在你家里出生的时候，他要签一个什么纸张吗？
No need.
从来不需要的。
Because it's in your heart.
因为是在你的心里。
And then when you believe,
当你相信的时候，
God accepts you.
上帝接受你。
You become a child of God.
你成为神的神的儿女。
It is about entering a relationship with God the Father.
你就这就进入个你跟天父上帝一个很新的个关系。
It is a new beginning.
这是个新的开始。
A beautiful relationship.
这个非常美好的关系。
Perhaps some of us are thinking.
可能有些人在这样想。
Is God willing to receive me?
神是愿意来接纳我呢？
Is God willing to receive me?
神愿意接纳我吗？
What do you think?
你怎么想？
Perhaps that is the wrong question.
可能这是个错的问题。
Because when Christ is born,
因为当耶稣出生的时候，
God is making a big announcement to the world.
上帝在整个世界做个非常大的宣告通知。
He said, "For God so loved the world."
他说，神爱世人。
I sent my only Son.
我差遣我的独生子。
To die on the cross.
在十字架上被钉死。
So that you can come to me.
所以你就可以来到我的面前。
So the question is not, is God willing to receive me?
的问题并不是说上帝愿意不愿意接纳我。
The question is, am I willing to receive him?
那问题是，是不是我愿意接受耶稣？
Let us close our eyes.
让我们闭上眼睛。
In this time, I want to invite you to close your eyes and bow your heads.
这个时候都让我邀请你闭上眼睛低下头来。
Because this is a very sacred and holy moment.
因为这是个非常圣洁的时刻。
God is here with us.
上帝在这里跟我们同在。
Jesus is asking you, are you willing to receive me?
耶稣在这里问你，你愿意接受我吗？
And this is now a moment for you to respond.
这现在这个时刻是你回应的时刻。
The response is not to me, not to the church, but to God himself, to Jesus himself.
这回应并不是对我，并不是对教会，而是对上帝自己，他自己的回应。
So I invite everyone to just gently bow your head and close your eyes.
所以我就邀请大家轻轻地闭上眼睛，低下头。
If today,
如果今天
in your heart,
在你心里头
you say, I want to receive,
你说我要接受
I want to receive Jesus,
我要接受耶稣
I want to become a child of God,
我要成为上帝的儿女
Now is the time for you to respond.
那现在就是这个时间是你回应的时间
If that is you today,
如果这天这个人是你的话
I just want you to gently to put up your hand.
我只邀请你慢慢地举起你的手
I want to be a child of God.
我要想成为神的儿女。
Anyone, thank you.
任何人感谢主。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you.
感谢主。
Thank you. Who else? You say I want to be a child of God.
你说我要想成为神的儿女。
Yeah, eyes closed. Eh? No one is looking around.
闭上眼睛不要看。
Only I can look around.
只有牧师可以看，只有我们可以看。
We give each other a bit of privacy, a bit of space.
我们给大家一点空间，一点私密的空间。
Is there anyone else?
是还有谁要接受耶稣吗？
哇、wow. ！ beautiful.
感谢主。
You can put down your hand.
你现在可以把你手放下来。
You know God sees your heart.
你知道神看你的心。
I've been a pastor for 17 years now.
我成为牧师已经17年了。
I can tell you honestly.
我可以很老实地告诉大家。
The best thing that you can ever do in your life is to receive Jesus.
你在生命当中所做的最好的一件事情就是接受耶稣到你生命当中。
To follow Jesus.
去跟随耶稣。
Because only He alone is the promise keeper.
因为只有他是保住保持他应许的神。
His promise never fail.
他的应许从来没有落空。
Amen.
Amen.
So for those of you that want to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior and who wants to become a child of God,
对那些接受了耶稣做你个人生命的救主，需要接受耶稣做你个人生命救主的，
I'm going to pray this prayer.
我要做这个祷告。
And then you repeat after me.
你就跟在我后面祷告。
Now for those of you that are already Christian, you can repeat together.
对那些已经是基督徒的，你也可以跟着再做这个祷告。
Shall we do it together?
我们一起做好吗？
God is here.
上帝在这里。
He is a good God.
他是一个良善的上帝。
He's our gracious Father.
他是一个很有恩典的父亲。
He will never withhold any good things from you.
他从来不会保留任何一个好事情在你生命当中。
So pray this prayer after me.
所以再跟我一起做这个祷告。
Dear Lord Jesus,
亲爱的主耶稣，
I come to you today.
我今天来到你的面前。
I receive your forgiveness.
我接受你的赦免。
I believe in you.
我相信你。
I surrender to you my past.
我把过去的一切，完全的献给你。
My shame.
我的愧疚。
My guilt.
我的内疚。
My regrets.
我的后悔。
My sin.
我的罪。
I surrender to you.
完全的献给你。
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
Thank you for dying on the cross for me.
谢谢你为我被钉死在十字架上。
Thank you for loving me.
谢谢你爱我。
I receive you, God.
我接受你，上帝。
Now,
现在
I am a child of God.
我是上帝的孩子。
And you are my father.
你是我的父亲。
In Jesus' name we pray.
在耶稣基督的名里面祷告。
Amen.
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 Let's give glory to Jesus. There are many of you that put out your hands just now.
刚才有许多人举起你的手。
I prepared some Bibles both in English and Mandarin for you.
我准备了一些圣经，有中文的，有英文的。
You can come and take from me.
你可以到这里来拿这个圣经。
Now that you're a child of God.
现在你是神的儿女。
You must join the family of God.
你要加入上帝的家庭当中。
No child should be an orphan.
没有一个孩子是孤儿。